Welcome to the Dad Tales Podcast, a place where parents who are too tired to think and toddlers finding sleep can find adventure, fun, and dreamland. So put your heads on your pillows, cover up with your favorite blanket, and let's dive in to one of our stories. Tonight is going to be about Princess Vivian. This will probably be part one. Princess Vivian was a princess in the land of Gustav. She lived in Turnberry Castle with her parents, King George and Queen Guinevere. The land of Gustav was full of green hills and deep forests and many, many animals that all loved Princess Vivian. Princess Vivian had long blonde hair and rode a purple horse named Shadow Moon. Princess Vivian loved riding her horse, Shadow Moon, all over the land of Gustav. She would often ride for hours and hours until it started to get dark. Sometimes she would ride her horse, Shadow Moon, all the way to the river. She would play in the river, play with the fish, and see some of the furry animals come to get a drink from the forest. There were little squirrels and rabbits, and sometimes even deer that came to drink from the river. King Gustav and Queen Guinevere loved their daughter, Princess Vivian, with all their heart. And so did all of the people of the land of Gustav. One day, Princess Vivian was riding her horse, Shadow Moon, into the forest. She normally rode him all over the hills, but wanted to see if she could find some of her animal friends in the woods. She went deeper and deeper into the woods. The trees were so green, and the flowers were so pretty. And along the path, she was able to find all types of animals. Birds came and flew near her. Little tiny mice scurried around Shadow Moon's feet. She could even see some deer and some elk that were far off in the trees. They weren't scared, but they had never seen people before, so they kept their distance. Further into the forest, Princess Vivian rode her horse, Shadow Moon. Soon, she got to a part of the forest where the trees started growing black. Instead of the bright, shiny flowers, vines were coming up from the ground with thorns all over them. She kept going because she could hear a sound that sounded like a hurt deer. Princess Vivian wanted to help the hurt deer, so she went deeper and deeper into the dark woods. She got too far once, and soon her horse, Shadow Moon, started to get scared. The horse reared up and knocked Princess Vivian off. Princess Vivian fell to the ground and hit her head on a log that was on the ground. When she woke up, she felt her arms tied up in some ropes. She didn't know where she was, but she could see gold coins and gold cups and shiny jewels all around her. It was then when she realized that she was deep in the cave of the black dragon, whose name was Undok. When she hit her head, she got captured by the dragon's black knights and brought to stay in the dragon's hoard. What will happen to Princess Vivian? Will she be saved? Tune in next time. For now, good night, friends. Sleep tight. Be safe. Be loved.